This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.
An excessive heat warning remains in effect for all of North and Central Texas through 8 p.m. tonight. Temperatures and heat indices will range from 105 to 112 across the area. Today is also an ozone action day for the Dallas-Fort Worth area and Hunt County. The air quality in some areas of North Texas, including Hunt County, is level orange, meaning it's unhealthy for people with respiratory problems like asthma, emphysema, and COPD. Ground level ozone is the problem, and it can cause people to cough, wheeze, and make it difficult to breathe deeply. Ozone often reaches unhealthy levels during hot, sunny days, and it can trigger asthma attacks and aggravate lung disease. The Texas Division of Emergency Management announced Tuesday that delivery is available for select health and medical supplies from the state's inventory. This inventory includes masks, gloves, and COVID-19 test kits. Texas emergency managers, first responders, local public health entities, school districts, and chambers of commerce are eligible to request these supplies from TDEM. TxDOT announced Tuesday that the U.S. 271 North exit ramp on U.S. 82, Loop 286 in Paris, will be temporarily closed overnight on Wednesday. The closure is necessary to make repairs to two drainage structures at the location and will extend into the early morning hours of August 4th, weather permitting. The exit ramp serves westbound traffic on Loop 286. The Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation reports that a deputy sheriff has been arrested for allegedly sexually assaulting a female inmate he was transporting from the Bryan County Jail. Canadian County Deputy Wesley Hunter Jr. was booked into the Marshall County, Oklahoma Jail for second-degree felony rape. He is no longer with the Sheriff's Department. Rowlett police responded after a pool service technician called 911 for help early Tuesday morning when he found an unidentified body in a backyard pool. As officers arrived on the scene, someone inside the house ran away. He has not been located. Also, narcotics were found to be involved in the incident, and the DEA will assist local law enforcement in the investigation. Trial is underway in district court in Titus County for a former waste management driver in connection with the death of a man sleeping near a dumpster. 48-year-old Waylon Brian Merritt of Paris is charged with accident involving death. He's pleaded not guilty. An Arkansas man was awarded $4.3 million by a jury in a lawsuit against Walmart. Scott Lacey was working at a Tyler Walmart in the Lawn and Garden Center when multiple employees yelled for help in catching a shoplifter. Lacey caught the shoplifter and retrieved the stolen merchandise, but an employee told Lacey to let the subject go. The shoplifter then intentionally hit Lacey with his car, shattering his ankle and causing a traumatic brain injury. The shoplifter was sentenced to 40 years in prison. The University of North Texas Football Stadium will have a new name. The University Athletic Department announced a naming rights deal with the Denton Area Teachers Credit Union. Apogee Stadium will now be called DATCU Stadium. I'm Dave Kirkpatrick.
This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.